Let's get ready to Rambo!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. The third Sunday in Lent, Oculi, March 24th, 2019. The text, Mark 9, verses 1 to 13. And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power." And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and led them up on a mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. And they asked him, "Why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" And he said to them, "Elijah does come first to restore all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him." And that was Mark 9, verses 1 through 13. And now a brief meditation devotion on the text. The Transfiguration of our Lord is a beautiful text that teaches us who Jesus is for us. He is God in the flesh, who came to bear our sin and be our Savior. When Jesus was transfigured, Moses and Elijah appeared with him and talked about what he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. This is what it's all about. The Son of Man became man so that he could die. He became mortal so that the immortal God could die for mortal man. Jesus did not stay up on the Mountain of Transfiguration, but came down from there so that he could ascend the true mountain that saves, Golgotha, the mountain of the cross. Jesus came into this world so that he could reign on the cross. He came into this world so that he could die and overcome death for us. And now that he has risen from the grave and lives and reigns to all eternity, we are called by the Father to listen to him. What does Jesus say to us? "I forgive you, I love you, and I claim you as my own forever." Jesus says that no one can snatch us out of his hands. He says that he will never leave us nor forsake us, but will be with us always, into the ages of ages. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. Don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.